Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Bronell and Harv for our U.S. Open preview episode. Another major coming up. But before we get into that, I just wanted to say thanks again to Player Golf for sponsoring the pod, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen to get 15% off. But like I say, before we get into the U.S. Open preview, it's just coming off the FedEx St. Jude Classic. DJ puts on a show.
Mm-hmm. He's back.
He played very well. Putnam was up there for a little bit. Hell of a three rounds anyway.
It was just him and
just a two-man race for Sunday, but Sunday. Good like tournament. Good tournament, but yeah, let's dive right in. He finishes with a bang.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Walked it off. Impressive tournament.
I was watching and I looked away.
At the end?
My kids were doing something and I was watching them. And I looked back and I knew his ball. I knew he was hitting an approach shot. And then I looked back and there was no ball because I had the sound down too.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened here? So I had to rewind it and watched it.
And then he went crazy and it was a celebration.
Yeah.
Busted out a smile.
He was really embarrassing for him.
Yeah, busted out a smile. Yeah, maybe he was like even shy. He did do a subtle fist pump on 17 as well when he canted for par.
He did a small one on 12 when he hit that downhiller for par too.
Yeah. Just the coolest guy.
He's unbeatable when he's playing like that. Oh, unbeatable.
Yeah. No one. Some of the shots, like, what did he hit? The 333 yard 3-wood?
Yeah. It was the second longest drive on that hole in the entire field on Sunday, and it was a 3-wood.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
He made that slick putt on 12 for par, and then on 13 he hit a 360 drive, and then just hit it.
It was a 500 yard par 4, and he hit a 3-wood 7-iron or something like that.
525 yards went 3-wood 7-iron. But
it's just a joke.
And they were saying at the start of the week, he increased the loft on his driver, so he dialed it up and was still hitting it 369 off the tee.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
They went 67, 63, 65, 66.
So he plays regular PGA courses like you would play just like a pitch and putt.
Oh.
But you know what I mean?
It's pretty close to that, yep.
Like he has really no need for 4 and 5 iron unless it's off the tee on a shorter par 4.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much the only reason why he has a 4 or 5 or 6 iron, because he doesn't need them. Because
he's a 5 or 7 iron. 18.
Yeah. For whatever reason, he was carrying a 5-wood in his bag, and he took it out this week and put a 64-degree wedge instead. Like, why would he ever need
doesn't
a 5-wood?
Doesn't even need it.
Yeah.
Like, when we get in the U.S. Open preview, it's the fourth longest or fifth longest major in history, and he's just going to bring an extra wedge.
And breeze around, yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible to watch him, like you say, when he's on, and just the sound that his driver makes when he hits it, and just like, I still find it weird that when you watch his swing, how like, kind of, when he pulls back, how bent over he is, just all that torque that he, and club head speed
kind of a little, there's a little kink in it, like,
yeah, it's midway weird.
Through
yeah.
His oh, and like when you see him at the top, like his wrist,
yes, his wrist,
bent the wrong
yeah.
way,
yeah. Like, and it looks like he's holding it with just his fingertips. Like, his wrists are bent.
That's how he cocks it, though.
Yeah. And then just, it's that huge whipping motion when it comes through the ball. It's incredible. It's sweet to watch.
And he's
the coolest dude, and he was wearing white pants.
Was Paulina gray even pants. There on
I don't think
18?
So. No,
she was just posting pics.
Oh, yeah.
She was not there. He was taking pics with the sick kids after the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Signing hats. Real good guy.
But, bad omen...
Yeah, does that mean anything?
Someone's got to break that trend eventually.
No one has ever won the week before. Is it a major or U.S. Open?
U.S. Open, no one's ever won the week before.
But
and won
if
the US
he
Open.
Continues playing like that, he's going to be tough to beat.
Especially on a course this long.
Yeah.
Par 70, 7,500 yards.
And he's an underrated putter. Like, he makes a lot of four-footers type things when he's on.
Yeah. Yep.
And looks good doing it, like calm and
all
that. Like Putnam... He hung in there for a while. He was only two back with like 5 to play.
He doubled one. I don't even know how he doubled one. He hit it into the rough on the right. Then he just hit it left of the green. I'm like, oh, whatever, up and down for par. Then I look back and he had a 6.
Yeah. Well, and he They were tied at 13, I think.
Yeah, 13 or 14. He made lots of putts and scrambled. Yeah.
But it's tough to be playing with a guy playing like DJ was playing.
Yeah.
And not be intimidated when
Well, he's hitting it
40 yards
when he was right. Like, when he was right there, then DJ hit a 3-wood and then he hit driver and he wasn't even like you couldn't even throw a ball and hit where DJ was.
No.
Yeah.
Like from where Putnam was to where DJ was, like it was a weighty back.
Yeah. He's hitting a 4-iron in and DJ's got a 7. Like that would just be so demoralizing. But
when you get a tournament like that where it's just down to two guys for Sunday, you kind of hope it's two, more like stud guys. But
it was
it's still decent to watch.
It was a pretty weird leaderboard.
Yeah,
like all the old dudes in there.
Well, and even like that race for third, like that fluctuated like 20 times on Sunday. Like Sink was up there, then JB was up there, and then whoever, and they just kept going back and forth, going back up and down the leaderboard.
Yeah, like how you mentioned those old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the list of the five guys inside the top 20. So Sink was tied for fourth. Goosen tied for sixth. Phil tied for 12th. Stuart Appleby
tied for 12th. I was going to say a rare Stuart Appleby sighting.
And Steve Stricker tied for 18th.
Stuart Appleby with his 1997 who's the youngest guy there? Still?
Retief? Or is Phil? They're all over 45.
Youngest?
Who's the youngest of those five?
Phil, I think. Well, he's 48, 45.
He'll be 48 on Saturday.
48.
Someone's
going to be I think I'm like, Retief is, there's no way he's younger than Phil, but Phil's 48.
Oh, I'll have a quick glance here.
Quick boo? Have a boo at it? Yeah. Stuart Appleby, is he still wearing a visor in that Lloyd Christmas bowl cut at the front? Blonde Lloyd Christmas? Stuart Appleby's hair is stuck in 97 for sure. But it was just a weird tournament. An old guy who didn't fare so well was John Daly.
How do you even get into this thing?
I don't know. Sponsors.
One of his last. Maybe. Yeah, one of his
was
last.
Was sponsored
ones.
By Bud.
Doesn't
PBR. PBR. So. Some PBR.
Retief Goosen's 49.
Yeah. So Phil probably is the Appleby could be less, but. Yeah, Daly, what did he was dead last then with Drew?
Yeah, he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
The Tiger special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I was, when I saw his name with Drew, I was really hoping for a blow up.
Yeah.
So I instantly went on Twitter and was like, JD, please.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
What'd he do?
Yeah. Unfortunately, nothing.
Did he putt it when it was rolling back towards him? No such luck.
Yeah. Don't think he'll be in the field this week.
Yeah. Speaking of not being in the field, let alone having a PGA Tour card, Frowny Kaufman watch, plus 14.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So that, now, so...
Not even Tour card watch. That's got to be suicide watch for that guy.
He stinks.
Like, could you imagine just having three of your best friends?
Being
just
the best.
Being, like, top five in the world, and you're
and
just...
And now Ricky's engaged.
Yeah, now you're just...
Man,
down that list.
He's gonna lose his card. You can't play this bad for this long. Does he have he have a win? Does he have a career win?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so he's hooped.
Yeah, he's toast.
Unless he's got some good sponsors, so he can still qualify for a lot of exemptions, but why would you want to sponsor him if he's just on a on an epic downward spiral?
But those two don't even take the cake for the worst miscut of the week, and that one honors go to Ben Crane.
Wow, because you picked him.
Well, we'll get to that later after Adam Scott decided to back out of this one, but Ben goddamn Crane.
We'll get to the pick Scott, and he wasn't even in the tournament.
He was Monday, and then he qualified for the...
That taping. Yeah, taping, he was there, and then he qualified and immediately pulled out.
I don't need this garbage.
Yeah.
My streak's still alive.
Post-pod change. But some other... some other items that we should touch on, some current events.
Before we get to that, we should talk about Wesley Bryan's belt.
Taco belt.
Like if we're talking style, like, it was a belt with tacos on it.
You were all over that, yeah.
Like, I don't even understand it. Like, I was trying to Google what it's about, and I couldn't find anything.
That's what he did, eh?
Just a big Taco Tuesday guy, I guess.
Yep.
Where's he from?
I don't know. USA?
Yeah.
Maybe he's from, like,
Southern USA, I'm gonna guess.
New Mexico?
Yeah. You said, man. I didn't want to pass judgment.
I'd probably eat tacos four times a week if I could.
I would, yeah.
Five?
If my wife would allow it, I'd have tacos almost every
day. Like from taco time or like
no, made? No, taco in a bag.
Oh, home, dude, that's
homemade.
That's
homemade. Or just taco a variety. You know, burritos one day, tacos one day.
Sure.
Fajitas. Yep.
Yeah. All beef or chicken, maybe mixing fish. A chicken or two. Fish, yeah. Yep,
all of them.
I could have fish. Taco in a bag every single day.
Fish tacos. Fish
tacos. Oh, man, they're good.
Some fish tacos, you run into a good place, they're great.
Whew, they are.
They are. I'm not a big fan of like shrimp tacos, battered shrimp tacos, because they're.
I like them.
I like the taste of them, but I find they're not as good because the bat, like, they're greasy. Mm. The battered
this
grease
goes to
doesn't.
The age old saying, eat diarrhea, get diarrhea.
You're not wrong.
Worth it, though.
Yeah, worth it.
Wesley Bryan's from South Carolina.
South Carolina, hey? Taco
just
capital
a big taco
of the world.
Fan, yep. Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure South Carolina is one of the taco capitals of the world.
We won't fact check that.
Okay, no.
Thanks.
Canadians didn't fare too well this week, eh?
What did we get?
A couple miscuts, a couple guys in the 60s. Nick Taylor was 30th.
Good for Nick. Yeah. Seems like there's always, they kind of rotate a little bit.
It's just good that there's like a handful of them now.
There's
10
like
of them?
I mean, there's at least that rotation includes 6 to 8 guys now. Like,
Connors.
Who was it last year? Who was it last week? Ben.
Silverman. Yeah, him and Connors were both up there.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two
Mackenzie
weeks
Hughes
and
is up there this
Mac
week.
Mac Hughes and Hadwin are both in the Open. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's more of a presence. I don't know if Connors in it this week.
But US Open?
Yeah.
There's three Canadians.
Yeah. And
Hadwin, Mackenzie Hughes.
Mike Weir?
No.
Mike. No.
Surprisingly, Mike. No.
Oh, he's not in it? Doesn't the Masters get you into all majors?
For life.
Nope.
Green jacket at all.
NHL referee, Garrett Rank.
Oh, the other Canadian.
He's Canadian and he qualified for the US Open, yep.
Wow.
Referee or linesman?
Referee.
I think he's a referee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great story.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if you can make the cut.
That's his goal, he said.
Yeah, make the cut.
I would wager he won't.
That's pretty tough.
I ain't taking that bet.
No
this
bet.
This course is going to be tough. There's no way ahead.
Like, imagine some of these qualifiers playing on this course.
Well, some of them aren't breaking 80
like it's
either
one,
day.
It's one thing if you're like a stud NCAA guy who qualifies. It's another thing that you're...
Of course,
an
pro.
Amateur golfer who has a full-time job.
Yeah.
It takes up 8-9 months of the year.
Now, speaking of amateurs or PGA Tour professionals, I bet you if Mike, pro tip Mikey, was in there, he would carve this place up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just got a good feeling.
Just been posting videos of himself playing in a sport coat.
Yeah, he was.
Just like Mike.
We were watching you, Mike.
Be like Mike. Weird.
Like Mike, that was a member guest or something that he was part of.
Mike Majette doing his best Mike Weir impression with that sport coat on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just now all we need is a picture of him in a vat smashing grapes. one last. We'll get into the maybe shot clock for another day. We got some stuff for that. But the Jimmy Walker thing, we'll get to that. I think we need to chat about that. It's current event.
You want to talk about Jamie right now?
I want to talk about Mr. Smoltz.
Oh, yeah.
John. Senior U.S. Open.
Yes.
But since we're in U.S. Open week, we should talk about hat tip. I see you're wearing your Braves hat today.
I am, yeah.
John Smoltz qualified last week. Might even been the week before.
2 weeks ago,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. We're a little behind, but we wanted to wait for U.S. Open week.
We wanted to throw his name out there.
Yeah, just a little hat tip to him.
Just guys are good athletes. All around good athletes, hey?
Plus, he's got a mate. He's in the booth. He's calling games.
Yeah.
He's...
Well, you think
he's like, on MLB Network.
He retired at what, 39-ish?
Yeah, probably around 40, yeah.
With oodles of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you golf. Can retire and just golf now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just commit to it, right?
You'd be an idiot to not golf all the time.
Yes.
Like, once you're retired at 39.
Yep. Which also gives a lot of people hope for, like, you could still take up golf later in life and still make it.
To the senior tour, yes.
To the senior tour.
I've been
tour.
Saying that for 10 years. Yeah. I can still make the senior tour.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't make the PGA now.
Somehow you come into a lump sum of cash, yeah. And then you retire at 40, and you got get 10, a coach. You get got 10 coach. Years.
Yes. 10 years to
figure out your game.
Hone to those skills.
To get on the senior PGA tour.
Yep.
I'm excited.
I mean, who's got a better chance of making the senior PGA tour, me or Smiley Kaufman? It's pretty close.
I was actually, it's hilarious that you bring up Smiley, because the whole time we were talking about that, I was thinking, I can be better than Smiley Kaufman on the senior PGA tour. Well, the good news is he's going to have oodles of money and a bunch of time on his hands here real quick.
So he can probably,
he can start on his
training. Yeah, he just has to put himself on a budget.
Yeah,
just budget. But yeah, one last topic before we get into the US Open chatter. We gotta wrap up this wrap up, but is the Jimmy Walker
making headlines,
coming out and saying something maybe he shouldn't have, but something that some guys do.
Shouldn't have.
Oh, I'm totally fine with him doing that.
You just can't say it. Yeah. Just like all those pros who came out and like replied to the tweet after saying, "I would never do that. I'm trying to win. I don't want to help anyone."
Yeah. So to
they're
give,
just saying that.
Yeah. To give the listeners. An update on what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
So I'll let you tell it, Harv.
So I don't know which two golfers it was, but there was a video.
It was John Ha and someone else. I don't know what the other guy's name was.
There was a video posted or tweeted out by a former European minor tour player saying he can't believe that guys are out there helping each other out on the course when they're actually competing against each other, because there was a chip shot with the pin pulled. And the hole was right there, and one of the player's ball was like 6 inches or 8 inches or a foot right behind the hole, and they didn't mark it. Some would say he didn't have time to mark it. Others would say he left it there
as
an aid or on purpose to give the guy a backstop because he knows he can hit it, and the original ball gets replaced, and the second ball
is probably
goes
slowing
to
down.
Where it ends up.
Yeah.
So it rubs a few people the wrong way, thinking that they're out there helping each other out when the rules say you should mark it and you can't help.
Walker came out and said, "Yeah,
Walker
I'll
came out
leave
and
it.
Said he'll leave it if he'll ask a guy if they want to mark it, and if they have a relationship and they say no, he won't.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't like the guy, he's marking it all the time.
So yeah, pretty
game within the game. I guess.
Interesting. Yeah. And there's lots of times too where." Like as far as putting lines and things like that, or even just when guys are walking together all the time, there's guys that get paired with buddies share tips and stuff like that. Like this happens all the time.
Well, it's like
it's not vocalized in the media or something. Like it's like if we're golfing together, we're paired together, we'll be talking the whole time walking up the fairway when no one's really listening. Like, hey, I hit this shot yesterday. You should do this.
It's illegal to ask a guy what club he's using. On the hole as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just one of those things, like why they do not allow people to call in from home now with rules and stuff like that, because there's so many rules in golf that just get glossed over just because it's technically.
And I bet you a lot of times too, like even just drops and things like that, that they still have a marshal there to go over it, but if they really wanted to dive into a lot of those rules, I bet you they get pretty fine as to what's allowable and what isn't. And it just makes you wonder because that rule book is huge.
So Jimmy got in a little hot water saying what probably 80% of the pros do out there.
Yeah. But we better get more familiar with the rule book when we're planning on making the senior tour.
Yeah. You can bump your lie there, right?
Yeah. Bump lies all day.
I got 17 years to figure that out.
I wonder how many strokes around is saved by bumping?
Nah, not many.
I don't know about many as an amateur, but I bet you a pro who got to bump his lie would shoot 3 or 4 shots better.
Oh, especially in the rough and stuff of the U.S. Open. Absolutely.
Yeah, just like the casual bump find a nice little tuft.
I mean, those courses are in pretty immaculate shape already. So
well, that course this past week wasn't in very good shape at all.
No, but
like it had some dead spots all over the place. But yeah. Tough. tough winter.
Hard times, yeah. Hard
not
times.
Like the local Moose Jaw course, but
yeah. Few things are as pristine as that.
All right, well, let's move on. It's we've already touched on a few of the things we were going to talk about for the U.S. Open, but
yeah,
U.S. Open returning to Shinnecock.
Yep.
Since 2004.
Yeah.
2004 is
a long layoff. 14 years.
Retief. Back then it was a shade under 7,000 yards. Now it's up to 7,450.
Yeah, it was 500 yards longer.
Which is crazy.
Well, I was watching Golf Channel today, and they were just running through the holes in the scoring average last time. And, like, it was, like, every par four was, like, 484, 490, 500.
And then they made it harder.
Yeah.
And then not one of the longer holes, hole 10, is actually the most difficult hole in U.S. Open history. And it's not even, like, in the top five longest par fours on the course. It's just impossible.
This goes back to
it's
the
like
debate
4.46.
Debate or conversation we had last week's pod about, would you rather watch a tournament with guys scoring or guys struggling to make par and the score be like the winning score being like -4, which could be what we're looking at here. But
I like to say I enjoy both.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that when you see guys making bogeys and stuff like that and everyone's moving backwards rather than shooting under par.
It's nice once. Like the U.S. Open has its aura about it designed like this.
Yeah.
And the winner's going to be like -4 tops, I think.
Yeah.
It gives a guy a chance on Sunday that's maybe 4 or 5 back to think, I can maybe shoot 66 today and then the leaders might shoot 72, you know?
It's one of those tournaments where if you can put together one good round, you're moving up 40 spots.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of people coming back to you.
But what's crazy about this course too is like the par threes aren't overly long. Like when you think of past US Opens,
but they're hard.
Like Bethpage when it's like 300 yard par threes.
These
are like 168, 185, but hard.
DJ's hitting putter.
Man, not good.
There's gonna be a lot of speaking of putter, like there's gonna be a lot of putts from off the green.
Yeah.
Just those ramps and just kind
of
like a British
a
Open
lot of putts
style,
going
style.
Up and coming right back to you.
Those ones too, yeah.
Yeah.
On those turtleback greens.
Yeah.
That hole 7. I think they said it's the second toughest par 3 in majors or something.
Yeah.
In 2004, Fittle deliberately hit it into the bunker just because you can't land it on the green. Like no one could land it on the green. And
so
they're just rolling off the back, and then the chip was impossible, so he just hit it into the bunker.
Yeah.
And just splashed it out to like a few feet and made par.
Pretty smart. And that's the thing that will win you the tournament if you can think outside the normal thought process of every guy there. Just hit it on the green. Well, hit it on the green.
It's
going to
be interesting
course.
This week because that mentality has come, like every tour player thinks like that.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Whereas 10 years ago when Tiger was hitting a 3-iron at the British Open, everyone thought he was insane.
Like,
and
what's happening here?
And he won the tournament doing just that.
Yeah.
Whereas other guys are just trying to hit drivers and put themselves in trouble. But there's going to be a lot of thinking around this course for the winner, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in DJ's case, just bombing them and then having to think. Because they are some long
I really
holes.
Think the cream is going to rise to the top here, though.
Yeah, I think just by the way it seems, it's top 10 is filled with 7 of the top guys in the world.
Yeah, you got to have the mental game and the physical ability this week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
But there's always
a lot
couple
of big names.
There.
But now DJ's back. Brooks looks fairly healthy. JT's shown form.
Brooks looks really healthy.
He looks good.
Rory can win at any time.
There's Tiger.
Yep.
He could. They're, like I say, I bet you the top 10 has one random dude and the other 9 are top 20 in the world. And that one random dude could be Tiger because he's 80th.
Wow.
But you know what I mean.
He's not too
random. There's going to be like a random dude and then 9 really big names.
And
cream is rising.
Length is going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
Because they made the fairways a lot wider than in 2004.
Yeah, so they can
15 yards
let
wider.
It rip.
Grip and rip it.
Yeah.
And then we got our three Canadians. We talked about one already. The NHL referee.
Yeah. I don't like Hughes' chance of making the cut. I think Tadwin should make the cut, though.
Yeah. Cut, make a machine, that guy.
DJ,
would you say he's got the longest streak
DJ,
right now?
DJ and Hadwin are the tied with 19 consecutive cuts made for the longest on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
DJ
not as impressive as Steve Stricker's stat.
Let's hear it.
The longest active streak for major championship cuts made. 26 in a row.
26 in a row. Steve Stricker. That is a fun fact.
And he that's
he's making, I bet he makes it this week.
He's playing really well.
He came into his prime late.
Yeah.
Because he's like 50 plus.
He just flip-flops back and forth. And
Yeah.
What tournament do I want to play in this week?
I'll go finish T18 on the PGA and then I'll go
or
back.
Go win.
Yeah.
Yeah, go top three on the senior tour. What a life. That would be the best.
Yeah.
Or like, just pick which city you want to go to. I haven't been here yet. I'll just go play that one. Yeah. I've been to the St. Jude, even though I played it this past week, but I've been to Memphis 7 times. Where's the senior tour this week? Oh, it's in Raleigh? Yeah, I'll go to Raleigh. Whatever.
Hawaii? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
it's going to be unbelievable for viewing because it's going to start with the featured groups, which are stacked.
Yeah.
And then you get to the weekend and then going to be glued. And I've pretty much cleared the schedule. You clear the schedule for every major weekend, but
Sunday's
Father's Day. Might have to mix in around in the morning just to catch the late guys tee off, the leaders tee off. But yeah, feature groups. Reel them off for us.
Wow, we got Rory, Spieth, Phil.
Why is Phil tanking that group is the real question.
Why is Spieth tanking that group?
Spieth is playing pretty poorly.
Yeah.
We should make a wager. Phil over versus Spieth.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh. I'd like it. What is it? Just head to head?
Yeah.
No strokes given?
Phil should be giving strokes
to Spieth, yeah.
I'm not sure why I mentioned that group first, because JT, DJ, and Tiger are playing together. Wow.
That's unbelievable. Top two in the world in Tiger.
Yeah.
So DJ...
One, two, and 80.
1, 2, and 80. DJ reclaimed one, right?
Yeah. Deservedly.
But... all three of those guys with very good chances to win this week. I think Tiger feeds off those guys or...
those other two guys.
Feed off of Tiger.
Or
can you imagine? Can you imagine those groups? The gallery following that group?
Yeah, JT's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the big galleries.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of guys bringing a group down, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, and then Bubba. That'd be one of the groups to watch.
Long ball.
But yeah, that's
what
true.
Group's Fatso in?
He's with Zach Johnson and Charl.
Perfect.
Charl coming off a dead last.
Yeah, he went like 80-80 on the weekend last
week. Yeah, he wasn't
plus
good.
Plus 10, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't good. Neither was Jason Day on the weekend.
No.
I think he went 3 over, 3 over or something like that.
Jason Day didn't play last week. You mean Koepka?
Oh, Brooks, yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Because then the three Spaniards are playing together,
right? Yeah.
The big rig.
The big rig.
The little guy and the guy that stinks right now.
Yep.
You decide who they are.
Yep.
And then Matsuyama, the big cat, Mark Leishman, and Ricky is another one.
I wish I could...
kind of a neat group.
Oh, that reminds me of the Spaniards thing. The stat I sent you last week that I was when I was watching the Euro Tour there. The top four scoring averages in the Euro Tour this year were Rahm... who did I list?
Miguel Anuhan.
Yeah, no, it was Rahm. It was Rahm, Rory, someone else who was a big name, and then Miguel Angel Jimenez. That guy is lighting up the Euro Tour right now.
And
did you see
him
walking in putts?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Most interesting man in golf.
That was a 10-footer, and he started walking as soon as he hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other fun fact we hadn't brought up is that since 2008... the most wins on tour is tied with DJ at 18 and Tiger Woods.
Since 2008.
Since 2008.
Just wins.
Just 18 wins in the last 10 years on the PGA Tour. Tiger. And how many years did Tiger miss?
He hasn't like... well, he's missed three.
I don't think he's won since 2014.
Yeah. Like he... and the other guys on that list are current... like I think Spieth was like third or something like that. But those are guys that have all won in the last 3 or 4 years. Even, like Tiger would have been at 18-6 probably or something like that when he went on his when he
and even DJ
Thanksgiving 2013 or whatever it was,
and even DJ took that mandatory year off after the whatever Rippy Magoo's that he was doing there.
Snowball fight. He missed some time after he fell down the stairs or the shower or whatever it was. And
big snowball fight. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, the greens are going to be insane. Like that video I was telling you guys about where the coach of Aaron Wise just dropped a ball at the back of the green and it just slowly meandered to the front and then 20 yards off the front. Like, if you don't put it on the right level where the pin is, like, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the DTG boys here last year at Deer Valley here in Saskatchewan. couldn't make a putt, so we gave ourselves three putts each and just left. That's exactly. I bet you some of those guys, I bet you there's going to be 4 and 5 jacks this week.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, there Friday could be. For sure.
Phil will probably 3-putt from 5 feet one of the days.
Yep.
You just got to be terrified on a 4-footer if you lip out, because it's probably going 8 feet.
The power
by.
Lip?
Yeah.
Like that might be a power lip. Yeah. They'll be leaving a lot of putts short, just uphill putts short. Like a downhill putt, they might not even have to tap it. And then if it has any type of movement in it, you're just screwed. Like, don't even. And then it's open, it's more of an open link style, so there's wind playing a factor. Yeah. Wind could blow
and
the ball.
It's supposed to be windy this week, too. So.
Like these par fives are saying they're reachable in two, but guys are going to have like 70-foot putts with like 40 feet of break.
I'm terrified.
Good luck two putting for birdie. Like,
yeah, you're better off laying up and trying to hit a wedge in there close.
Yeah. You almost are.
Maybe that brings Zach Johnson to the equation to win this thing.
Yeah. And
what about Brian Harman? One of the better leg putters on tour.
He's good.
I mentioned that. Tied for second last year, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah. Best leg putters on tour.
That's a stat.
Well, let's get into just picks quick. We'll just breeze through picks recap because we want to get into picks because we want to talk about guys for the U.S. Open. So we'll, just glaze over.
Water wet, but
glaze over. You. Which is water wet? You winning or me averaging 70?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had a pretty good showing, but one miscut cost me. Yeah, Harv got his 7th week win. And
they said water wet.
Your second picked guy win.
Yep.
DJ.
Old Brownell can't hang his hat on that one anymore.
What is it?
Still got that match play, though.
7-5-3-2-1-1. I think is what it is.
You picked winner?
Nah, I don't know. I'm just trying to give myself some type of happy thoughts.
Yeah, Harv had DJ first, JB third, solo third. That was impressive.
And that was my dark horse.
Yeah, and then you tried to pick Adam Scott. Then he didn't play.
Think of how good that would have been a record-breaking team if Adam Scott was on there.
Yeah, because he's probably top 20, 30.
Yeah.
But you're not the record. I'm still the record. Instead, you picked Ben Crane, who missed the cut.
Badly. Finished like next to last.
Worst part, he's on the power rankings. Like,
The
whole world thought he was going to do good in this tournament. Like, not just one power ranking. He was on PGA Tours. He was on the scores.
New rule. Guys that wear Tilly hats aren't on the power rankings. Just,
is that what those are called? I just call them fisherman hat.
No, they're Tilly hats. 26 average. Your season average is 35.
Well done.
The best.
Well done. Group.
I had Phil, T12. Chris Kirk, my sleeper, was tied for 6th.
I saw that.
What a pick. And then I ain't calling him Big Dick anymore. This is the last time Daniel Berger missed the cut.
Yeah.
Dead to me.
Yeah.
30 average.
Are you still going to call him BDDB?
Nope.
Just Daniel Berger?
Just Dan Berger.
Dan.
Good one, Dan.
Nice one, Dan.
Matty B, do you want me to mention yours or just skip them?
A couple miscuts.
Brooks, T30th.
Yeah, he was leading on Friday.
Yeah, looked good. Played good.
And then your boy Barnrat was a miscut.
Barnrat needed a birdie on 18. He doubled. And then the other guy missed by a shot, I think.
Tom, don't call me Hoagie.
Hoagie,
Hoagie?
Hoagie.
Lay off the salami.
The old
he missed by one cut. Or one shot, too.
Yeah. He also doubled 18 or something, didn't he?
Yeah, they both suck.
Anyways, he had a 59 average.
That's about par for the course for you, isn't it?
I think I'm at
does
like
he have
40.
More week wins than me?
Five, to be... It's like
two more. You have two more week wins, yeah.
I was hot early on.
Yeah. You really nailed that Corrales.
Yeah, I did. I had Bryce Garnett and he won.
That was my winner.
Oh, no, I had him in DraftKings. Yeah, ah, shit. Yeah. But still, I was all on the right track. But anyway, let's get into picks this week.
Winner goes first.
Winner goes first. And he can't take DJ again.
Well, I mean, you stole him from me. I would have thought the winner would get first pick, but all of a sudden
someone's taking DJ? The U.S. Open winner has never been back-to-back winners.
I'm taking him.
Ever.
But just so the folks understand that Harv has taken DJ almost every tournament.
Or JT.
Or JT. Yeah. So we weren't allowing this to happen again. Which I actually think he's taking JT again.
Yeah, maybe. Here's the thing. Like, you guys are making it, like I'm the first one awake and picking my team. You guys don't pick DJ or JT, and they just fall into my lap.
No.
So I force my hand to take him.
No. Like, they you're not getting him this time.
Okay, well, I'll start with Rory McIlroy.
Another guy he takes all the time.
He's my favorite golfer by a mile.
We're just waiting for him to take JT at this point.
So Rory McIlroy, I mean, he's always a threat to win, whether he's playing like crap or whether he's on fire. He could win, especially if he gets the putter going. Second pick, I'm taking this little known guy, Justin Thomas.
Just snuck it in there, hey?
Yeah, just one guy or the other the whole way. Just hope
again.
Who knows what's going to happen when they don't play in a tournament? Both guys take next week off, probably.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. But
this lost little puppy.
I mean, apparently he's number two in the world, and he's leading the FedEx Cup race. So someone had to take him when you guys didn't. So I will take Justin Thomas as my second pick, and into that kind of mid-range level that we kind of go with the four picks here, I'm taking Brandon Grace. He has two top fives worldwide in the last month, and apparently he loves par 70s. Does well on them.
Loves them.
Eats them up.
Feasts on them. So
he's got a pretty good record at the U.S. Open too, I think.
Most of them probably around 7,000 yards.
Ball striker, right?
$500. Yeah. $500.
And the dark horse.
So South Africans though, you never know.
Yeah. It's ball strikers though, right?
Yeah, well, Louis Oosthuizen's a ball striker too. You
know? Yeah, he's dead U.S.
Open, like Els, Retief, like the history's there for another guy to break through.
Rory Sabs, too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, friend of the pod, Rory Sabs. He's not in. I couldn't find him in the field. He's not
just going to be enjoying Father's Day with that cowboy hat on. Not playing. Anyways, fourth sleeper, dark horse, probably the darkest of horses being picked this week.
Yep.
Tied for fourth last week. Richie, don't call me Richard Wierenski. Is he peaking at the right time?
Who?
I guess we'll find out.
I think I heard of him like a couple years, like a few years back. Like he's been around for a little while, right?
I don't know, but a little while, like maybe a year or two tops.
I don't know, man.
T4 last week. Looked good doing it. Played well.
Hey, winners can do whatever they want.
First time at the U.S. Open. Make a name for yourself, Richie.
Wow.
I'm wondering if he's even going to break 80.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what kind of high he's on. But all right. Well,
so Rory, that guy no one's heard of, Justin Thomas, Brandon Grace, Richie Wierenski. For eight wins.
I think you got it.
For eight. All right. Well, I'll go next.
Okay.
I'm gonna hop on the Harv train here. I'm gonna take DJ.
You can steal my first.
Yep. DJ. No previous week winners ever won the U.S. Open. Strictly going, there's no way that DJ misses the cut. So I got that going for me. There's only one cut made. I'm just going for cuts made here. We all know my track record. I don't care if he wins. I don't care if I win at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to, I want four made cuts.
I was just
going to
mention, there's only been a handful of times in any major that the previous week winner.
Yeah, that's why I asked the following earlier. Week. I wasn't sure how often that's actually. But Shell Houston opened. Didn't Spieth win that and then the Masters?
I think so.
No?
Nope. Rory was the last dude in 14 when he won the Bridgestone and then the PGA Championship. And before that, it was 07, Tiger won the Bridgestone and the PGA Championship. 06, Phil won the Bell South Classic and then the Masters. Then you got to go all the way back to 1988, Sandy Lyle, the Greater Greensboro and the Masters. And then there's a couple other ones.
That's not many. That's not many.
No U.S. Opens, so.
That's right. Doesn't say anything about made cuts.
It's got to happen
eventually. He's the guy who can do it if he's playing like this.
Yep.
So I'm going DJ. Second pick, I'm going the big rig, John Rahm, bomber.
For whatever reason, he's number one in the power rankings.
Yeah, so I had to take
him. PGA Tour power rankings.
Just standard Rahm
hype.
Hype.
Yeah.
Overrated. He's
10th? 10th? I'll take a 10th. T10. Sure.
Yeah, he's likely to be up there.
Yeah. Can, guy can bomb it. He's playing well. Just hope that those greens don't just make him
till he takes a bad break and snaps a club.
Yeah.
He could snap his putter. Yeah, that hothead, for sure. Then, third, the cut-making machine. I got the two cut-making machines. 100% defense with this team. Adam Hadwin. Guy defending can...
the second most wins.
And worst season average.
Yeah. Playing defense against four miscuts. Adam Hadwin, just because...
Canadian cut making machine. Yeah.
And I want to cheer for him.
CCM.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to cheer for him.
Definitely.
I like him.
Yep.
And my fourth pick, I'm going with Kyle Stanley.
Hmm.
Decent form. Was in it last week, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yep.
Yep. 2 weeks ago, lost in the playoff?
Yep.
Yep.
First out. And he's been playing well this year, so. I mean, he's not by any means a bomber, I don't think, but.
That's like a slight. Like a CH better pick than Rishi Wierenski.
Yeah.
A CH, eh? All right.
Did you guys see that John Rahm flop shot with the four iron?
Yes.
Where he like super got cool. down? Yeah.
I'm what surprised he swung it laterally.
Yeah.
Swung it laterally.
Yeah.
Like full blown parallel with the ground, pretty much sweeped it.
It was like a shot 10-yard flop.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Knocked the Pelican off the post.
That's why he's number one in the rankings.
Yeah. Yeah. The big rig.
That'll come in handy out there, I'm sure.
Plus, like I say, when we did our build a golfer a couple weeks ago, that's the body
that's
type.
That's the prototype, yeah.
Yeah, that's the body type I would
the want template.
My guy
yeah.
to be.
Yeah. The template. That thing's a temple, yeah.
It's, it is a temple. His body's a temple. a couple brewskis.
All right. I'm going with two lefties this week because I love lefties. They're the
yep.
best.
Yep. All right.
So, any guesses on who my first
Bubba
lefty is?
And Phil.
No Bubba.
Oh,
fuck that guy.
Not even the best lefty in the field, eh?
Nope, I'm going with Phil Mickelson.
The gloat.
He's got six top tens this year, a first, second, a third. He's played this course twice in U.S. Opens, was fourth and second. And, yeah, it's his time. He's got six runner-up finishes.
He's too Open. Old. Who's the oldest guy to win a U.S. Open?
Hale Irwin, 45 years old.
So 3 years
and
younger.
And Phil will be 48 on Saturday. He's going to shoot like 62
on his birthday.
On his birthday, yeah.
I don't know, Harv. It's hard to go against a guy on his birthday.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. Sounded okay.
And I mean, this course just favors shot makers, and that's what Phil is.
You like it, hey?
The ultimate. My second kind of stud, I've been flip-flopping all day between Jason Day and Justin Rose. And I think I'm going to go with Justin Rose.
Have to. What are those two?
He's got those irons. And two wins this year, six top tens. I don't know. Did he peak early?
Probably.
I noticed on the PGA Power Rankings it said they actually used the words peaked early for Justin Rose. They but must have been listening to the pod.
It's almost like someone has been saying that.
Yeah.
But
cloudy, sunny, glasses, no glasses.
Yeah.
The other thing,
wind,
too, is
if that affects.
With Day, he finally missed the putt under 4 feet, so he's on tilt.
Yips, you know, yeah.
He's on tilt.
Second
so
guessing.
Probably for the best he got rid of him.
My second lefty that I mentioned earlier, the best leg putter around, Brian Harman, T2 last year.
Hell of a leg putter.
Yeah.
Guy legs.
Man, you need it. Guy legs. He's got 10 top 25s in 17, 18. I don't know if that's a good start or not, but... All I care about is leg putting. And my sleeper, I'm going with Peter. I'm going to need your help on the pronunciation here.
I think it's Ulin.
Ulin?
Ulin, yeah.
Uline?
Ulin?
Eline?
Eline?
Like
Eline?
Ulin.
Yeah. I think Peter he's poised Ulin. To break out. A couple fifth place finishes in 2018.
I would say he's already broken out.
Yeah,
so,
but
wait.
At a major, though.
So, You're thinking he's going to break out, but Richie Wierenski with a T4 is a bad pick.
Yes.
Just saying.
Because I've actually heard of that guy. Richie Wierenski.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say that he's been around for a little while, but I'm not sure.
I'll take a gander.
That seems like a dumb enough name that I would have heard it before.
And it's Richie with a Y.
Yes.
R-I-C-H-Y.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Have you even seen what he looks like?
You know why? I think maybe Jake Wierenski from the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm thinking.
It's not Jake, I don't think. But
yeah, whatever. Close enough.
It's Zach.
Zach. Yeah. have you actually seen...
Wierenski,
do you know
right?
what Richie Wierenski looks like? He looks exactly
standard
like a guy
dude.
Named Richie.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He does.
Draw me a Richie.
You know what I mean?
Let me guess. I'm going to go just ballpark here. He's 6'1", 183 pounds. He's got a slim face, blondish
yep.
hair.
Yep.
Pretty close.
Probably wears glasses at home.
A little bit bigger nose.
Yep. Yeah. I think I nailed it.
He's got a win on the web.com tour.
How long has he been a PGA Tour professional?
Fun fact, he got his tour card by winning the big break.
Really? I'm instantly liking this guy.
Oh,
and, funner fact, he will hold his tour card longer than Frowny Kaufman.
Sorry, qualified for the web.com tour in 2015, but he did win. He got to the web.com tour by winning the big break.
Oh, there you go. Interesting. Well, that about wraps it up for the week. I don't know if Brock's got a neat little tune for us to close out the show, but...
No, I had one more fact that
I wanted
to mention. Jack Nicklaus, we talked about him having those 19 second place finishes.
Yep.
In majors.
Yep.
He played in 44 consecutive U.S. Opens.
44?
Won four times. Played in 44 straight.
Well, that's... That doesn't even make
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll close out the pod for this week, and it's time to hit the clubhouse.